Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Lionberg here to talk about
okay,
the One Speed Open.
I'm mostly unimportant, but... Oh, I get a clicker. Cool. How does this work?
Is this guy on the right here.
Okay, got it. All right. So I'm only here because I'm the heir to this by way of living at like a child at 400 Smith Street with seven other... I meant two. U plus two, right? Seven other roommates and several dogs for like 6 years while I was in grad school for 9 years, which is funny. But anyway, maybe some of you have heard about 400 Smith Street. It's this house. That's the address. And my ex-roommate Raphael moved there. I have to give you the entire history in 30 seconds. But and started the bike co-op there, okay? In kind of a punk rock style. Got in trouble with the city, all that stuff. And I knew this before moving in there, and I still moved there. But along that process, like somewhere there, he decided, like, we need a real race. Because, you know, regular Lycra racing is not real, apparently. But in a certain way, that's kind of true in a certain way. And that way is known to weird people. So my ex-roommate Raphael formed this race. It was kind of in collaboration with the bike co-op at the time. And it was called the One Speed Open. Because gears shifting, that's expensive. So single speeds, that's suffering, that's good. So the rules were simple. It was a self-supported race, i.e. completely unsanctioned and therefore illegal. 30 to 40-ish, I don't think people even knew the length, mile-long race that was out east in Weld and Larimer County, as it were. And the person that won, they had to, like, you know, keep score of the people that were after them. So very grassroots. Dan Porter, of course, won the first one in 2005. So moving ahead, this is Raphael, upper right, kind of one of my heroes. There he is with the traveling prize for the One Speed Open. And this was 400 Smith Street when it started. So anyway, not officially sanctioned by the bike co-op in any way, but I have to tie it in here. Okay, so what it is, it's, you know, like I said, about a 40-mile largely gravel race. Let's say about 5%, that's probably exaggerating, asphalt. And then mostly gravel, and there's double track in there and everything. So we try and hit all the fun roads. You got to choose a gear. You can come with a geared bike, that's fine, but you have to have the gears limited. So this is a race everyone can do. We actually have two lengths this year. There's going to be about a 30-mile course, right? And then
it's up to you, man.
Okay, we're trying. And then hopefully about a 60, 65-mile course if we can get it approved. So it is, by the way, actually sanctioned. That's good.
Well, and it's not sanctioned. It's
I don't
legal.
Mean sanctioned. Legal.
Permitted.
Legal enough. So permitted, yes. And I want to take the
insured.
Insured. I want to take the opportunity to thank Chris here because he's basically brought it back to life. I didn't figure this out. This has gone on since 2005, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and then it's had a 4-year hiatus. So we have to thank Bike Fort Collins and Chris who have helped to kind of bring this thing back to life. So I'm helping out just in a little bit, but mostly it's Chris here and a lot of other people, actually.
Yeah.
So here's a picture of some of the course. So there's actually some gnarly stuff in there. Again, choose a gear. It's going to be way too small and way too big all at once. And that's our garden in the backyard. This was actually an announcement for the race back in 2010. Look at that. It's written on the chain guard of a rusting bicycle. Pretty cool. Okay, there's what the start looks like. Here's some more pictures of the course. So pretty epic, pretty cool. Normal rules of the road apply. It's self-supported insofar as there are no aid stations. We try to mark all the corners, but wait. Let's say I'm riding. Let's say I'm going as fast as I can on gravel. I got to pull out. Who made this map? All right, where's the turn? All right, inevitably you'll miss some turns. It's really fun. Everybody here can do this. Like I said, there's two lengths. I think everyone can do 30 miles. Certainly a lot of people can do 60 or 65 if I have my way. So good times. There's an example of the official course, which will be changed. I see it only says 44 miles, 1,400 feet of climbing. As much gravel as we can get in, and all the little bits of double track pseudo roads that there are. So again, details. There's our funny flyer that Miss Mary Taylor has made, the wonderful Miss Mary Taylor. Details here, there is a blog spot for this, but I think we'll just refer to our local hero here, Dan Porter, to put some links on YGR that'll point you in that direction. Wow, I just made an astounding typo. I think I know why too. May 14th. At noon, not the 24th. Yeah, the 14th. I edited that bullet point already. Again, two lengths. We'll meet at the Bean Cycle first and ride out. The starts at Jodar Farms. You could also drive or something unsightly like that to Jodar. I wouldn't recommend it because, as it points out at the bottom, there's free beer. And if we have our way, hopefully we'll have some free food. $15 registration for either length, and we have prizes for the top three men's and women in the two different distances. We're no longer discriminating between fixed gear or coasting single speed, but you can. Well, I'm glad that you asked. That's
check
correct.
Back
I want
YGR.
To mention that this is a flyer in process because you know there's 4 whole weeks to go, so we don't have a proper flyer yet. Usually the flyer was made about 2 days before and put up at the Bean Cycle, and then 50 people would show up because people know about this thing. So again, this is going to be proper. Dan Porter is going to help. Chris is going to help. We'll have all the web links and stuff. I think basically go to YGR. But May 14th is the day. We want to get racers out there. We want to get all the teams out there. I mean, this is a real race. You know, 60 miles ain't no joke.
So I want to say he credited me with bringing it back to life.
Really did.
When I was actually racing with a license and wearing skinny pants and everything. This was one of my favorite races. I just kind of did it on a lark one year, and I had just an absolute blast. It was so fun, and the energy was great, and there was total absence of that roadie attitude you kind of get sometimes on road events, on sanctioned events, and it was the variety of people that were out there. It was the challenge of it. It was probably the hardest workout I've ever done, just like fixing a gear, staying in one gear, and doing 60 miles.
But yet anyone can do it,
that.
Right?
What's that?
But yet anyone can do it, right?
It's a challenge. Here. It's you know, you can do it as fast or as slow as you want to do it, but it was a great challenge to try to do it, you know.
One gear. It'll be
so
the wrong
gear. It's a ton of fun. So
I think it was 7 degrees on rollout that
and
day.
And that's right.
2012 was 7 degrees. That's right.
These the three of us.
Also, it's all times of the year. It's been in every all the 12 months. That's not possible with 9 races, but it's been in mostly in the warmer months, but 1 year
degrees.
November. So
yeah.
It
was
you
beautiful.
Know, but yeah, I have flyer. I mean, how many races have like silk screen flyers? These are pretty cool. So you can check these out afterwards. And oh,
passed around. Yeah.
Is 400 Smith still a thing? Is it still going strong?
Yeah,
nice. Has the price actually gone down on the race?
Yeah, the price has gone up. It was usually bring a bike part and $5 or something. But no, it was 15 the last few days. It was 15 the last few times. So
okay.
With inflation, the price has gone down, actually. So thank you,
everybody. And I should say, too, so Bike for Collins, in addition to me nagging these guys to put it on again, we are actually the title sponsors of it. So we wanted it to be done, and we really wanted our name on it. So it's ours, and we also are the charitable beneficiaries. So your money's going to a good cause and a good group if you come out. So we're excited about that too.
That's right, and we have there are prizes again for at least the top three. I'm going to say we've got all sorts of swag and prizes from a bunch of sponsors that recognize how fun and cool this race is. So I hope to see you all there, May 14th, not 24th. Go to Dan Porter like you do for everything to get the information. Thank you. And Dan Porter was the 2005 winner. Kelly, why are you sweating
got
so
some
much?
Questions here.
The inaugural.
If I don't want to race for whatever reason, maybe I broke my leg last weekend, right? Can I still come and party afterwards?
Yeah, anyone can come and party out in the county.
At Jodar Farm?
There's going to be food. We just don't know if it's free yet. So.
Cool. I'll be there to party.
Thank you, Kelly. I don't want to throw out names, but I definitely want to throw out names. Who knows? It might be Corn Doggies. They might be there. There may be a heavy metal band. You know, I'm just kidding. I don't know. All right. Well,
what if you don't have a single speed?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for asking that redundant question. So you can limit your gears by adjusting the set screws, or even more crude, we can wire tie the shifters to your brake levers if you have fancy modern. You think that's funny? It works really well. So that's fine. You just choose a gear and that's it. That one gear. Yes, sir. There are certain people in here that we have allowed to do that. One miss.
Damn.
I'm way over my allotted time, Betsy.
Dan, do you need volunteers for this?
Oh, actually, we do need some volunteers for this, and they should all talk to Kelly, who's really excited. And we
talk
need
to me.
Just talk to her.
Just talk to me.
About
I'm
anything.
Really nice. Sometimes.
We need volunteers. So we do try and mark the course. We put flags up and whatnot and little, you know, spray paint orange on the gravel, that kind of thing. We have handouts, maps for everybody. The really serious people like Sharpie the turns on their arms. That's what I do, right? And yeah, so we need people to help with all these things. And there's also like a couple chase vehicles for all the flat tires that don't happen. And everyone can do this, and they should. So I'd like to see you all out there.
Anything else? Anything else for Dan? Well, we got him up here. All right, then. Thanks, Dan Lionberg.
Thank you.
Check out One Speed Open.
Come check it out.
We'll have our act together before the race, probably.